Simon & Schuster Audio presents Get Honest or Die Lying, Why Small Talk Sucks by Charlemagne Tha God. Read by the author with Elliot Connie and Landon Woodson. Introduction. No more small talk. My name is Leonard Larry McKelvey, and I absolutely hate small talk. I hate it the way kids hate when their tablet time is over. Hey, that's enough Roblox. I hate it the way that black people hate white supremacy. I hate it the way white supremacists hate black people. Now, if you know me by my alter ego, Charlemagne Tha God, then you might be shocked to learn that I could hate anything that involves talking. Be it on the radio, TV, or podcast, I've done a lot of talking over the last few decades. And trust me, I was running my mouth long before I ever got in front of a microphone. Just like I'll still be running my mouth whenever I decide to put down the mic for the last time. But for the thousands of hours I've been talking to audiences over those years, what you haven't heard me participate in is too much small talk. Don't get it twisted. There have been plenty of jokes, conversations with my co-hosts, donkeys of the day, some moments where I let myself get worked up on air about something for effect. I am an entertainer, after all. And long, insightful, and sometimes even uncomfortable talks with the guests I've been so lucky to have visit my platforms. But small talk? Nah. In 2018, I had a 3-hour-long conversation with a chocolate-covered white supremacist named Kanye West as we walked around his ranch in Wyoming. I left realizing that Kanye is very intentional about everything he does. That's why I've never felt sorry for him when he self-sabotages. Yes, Kanye has been blessed with power and money, but even the most brilliant amongst us can submit our will to the white devil in us. And Kanye makes that choice quite often. On the other end of the spectrum, I've had incredible sit-downs with my childhood hero, the author, Judy Blume. I, a young black kid in the Deep South, always loved the white best-selling children's book author because Judy showed me a world I'd never have known or seen otherwise. She wrote to give voice to young people and treat them with respect, especially young girls, which I appreciate even more today as a father to my own daughters. Judy is also very intentional about everything she does, but the difference between her and a Kanye is that Judy's intentions are not self-serving. You will never lose if you understand that your true purpose in life is service to others, and that's what Judy chooses to do with her art. And not to compare myself to Judy. Trust when I say she's on her own level above me.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?